you said. Brother Thurston, you said you had had a busy week, but a blessed week.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of interesting, because that's all we often do. We'll put a but in there. It was busy, but. It was blessed. But you know, if you had had a week where you hadn't gotten anything done,
yeah. You
know, I would have been a blessed week. So it was a busy week and a blessed week. That's the way we are.
Yeah.
You know, we think of things certain ways, and it's kind of how we look at them sometimes. You know, busy weeks are blessed.
Yeah.
I mean, how many guys sit around with nothing to do?
Nothing to do.
You know, you'd be laying in the hospital. I got nothing to do. Yeah. I wish I could be doing something. I wish I could be busy.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you don't have any work, you're not busy.
Yeah.
Actually, if you don't have any work, you gotta get busy to find something, right?
Yeah.
You don't have a job, that's the hardest work. That's the hardest job in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Is finding
work. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's... that's harder than actually having to work and do.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but I wanted to speak, if I could, to this church in Thyatira. I mean,
yeah.
I was going to say something about, no, you got something good to say. I'll let you finish what you're going to say. But I was reading this, and I'm thinking, how does this all go together?
Mm-hmm.
Well, at Thyatira, he only says, you know, like one thing to him. In 19, he says, I know your works, your love, faith, service, patient endurance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that your last works are more than the first. Well, that's good. That's
mm-hmm.
really good about them.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, what does that have to do with the rest of it? How does all this tie together,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I saw that patient endurance.
Mm-hmm.
Love, patient endurance.
Yeah.
And then he says, the problem I have with you is you put up with this guy. You put up with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
You tolerate her.
Yeah.
You know, patient endurance and toleration. You know, sometimes we get confused.
Yeah.
How long are we supposed to endure something and when are we supposed to say, I'm not tolerating this anymore?
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, but they may even have been, you know, asking God, remove this from them.
Mm-hmm.
Remove this from them. And so down at the bottom, he says, I'm going to take care of her.
mm-hmm.
I will take care of her. I will take care of her disciples, if you will. And then at the bottom, he says, he who overcomes, and he who keeps my works to the end, to him I will give authority over the nations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's some things you don't have to tolerate.
Mm-hmm.
It's good that you patiently endure things, but there's some things you shouldn't have to tolerate. You shouldn't tolerate.
Yeah.
And you're going to have the authority to deal with it. I'm going to give you the authority to deal with it. Like, you know, maybe you prayed to me, maybe they prayed to God and said, you know, what do we do about this woman?
Mm.
Yeah, what do we do about this woman? Do we love and patiently endure this woman? You know, is this part of our suffering or persecution, whatever? And he comes right out and says, no, it's not. You shouldn't tolerate this.
Mm-hmm.
This is false teaching within the church. You need to deal with this. You need to use your authority and deal with it. You know?
Mm.
And so maybe he's saying, look, I will give you, if you, you know, overcome this, all right, deal with this, and I will give you authority not just over the folks in Thyatira, but over the nations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over the nations. And if you get things in balance, get things look good right, you will rule them with a rod of iron.
Yeah.
You know. So, and I will give him the morning star. What's the morning star? You said, you know, that's a mystery to you.
Yeah.
Well, that's a mystery. I agree, you know. I got to think, well, what is a morning star? Anybody know what a morning star is? What a morning star is?
I thought it was the sun.
The sun,
yeah.
Okay, so the sun is a star,
yeah.
Okay. And, it could be that the morning star is one of the stars you see right before sunrise.
Yeah.
The last star you see, you know, sky before sunrise. Morning star, I think. But what does the morning star do? It gives you light.
Mm.
You know, if you don't have electric lights like we do, when the light comes up, the morning star comes up, now you can see.
Mm.
You know how to walk, you know how to do things, you know where things are, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can get around. You've got knowledge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where to go and what to do. Well, take it and put it here. The morning star, you will know what to do.
Yeah.
You will know which things to tolerate and which things not to tolerate.
Mm-hmm.
I will give him the morning star to go along with authority. Because if you got authority, you need some wisdom,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to deal with things and do it correctly.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, he says, I have given her a chance to repent. Well, a lot of times when a person comes in and just becomes a Christian, they have a lot of problems in their life, don't they? They don't do everything right when they first become a Christian. Y'all know that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a learning process for them. And so they may be doing things wrong for a while. And so you tolerate that for a while. Okay, you tolerate that for a while. But he says, I gave her a chance to do that. I tolerated her for a while, but now I'm kind of done. Times are, you know, she's had her chance to repent. She didn't do it. So now, but, you know. So anyway, that's just something I saw that maybe helpful, may not have. It's you know, trying to, you know, I don't want to shoehorn everything in here, but I was just trying to see some of the linkages here.
Mm-hmm.
And how that might work. Anyway, I've got something I want to show y'all.
It's probably something
science. Something science.
Is that a heart?
You guys might know what this is.
Is that a heart?
But I don't expect the ladies to know. You know what it is? Yeah. Okay. What is this little thing? Little skinny looking thing here.
Inside of something.
Inside of something. Not the outside of anything. Nobody would make this on the outside.
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Inside of something. This is the hard drive of a small laptop computer.
Mm.
Okay. Y'all know what a cassette tape is. I'm
we're all over that.
Yeah, I still have a bunch of them. Okay. If you were to take cassette tapes and stack them on the floor, one stack as high as I could reach,
mm-hmm.
you would not have as much as this one little bitty device could hold.
And there definitely is a God. Mm.
This is a...
That didn't just happen.
And this is just a 1 terabyte.
1 terabyte.
What they call a 1 terabyte hard drive.
Wow.
And so, anyway, things have really gotten smaller. I mean, now they got 2 and 3 terabyte hard drive in this form factor. You know? So, yeah. Yeah, 2 or 3 of these, all in one.
Yeah.
You know? So, but this, you don't see this. It's inside, isn't it?
Yes.
You don't see this, do you? And that's the whole point of what I was saying. This is hidden.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
This is hidden inside the computer.
You know, you can't see your spirit.
That's right.
You can't feel it. You can't touch it. But it's there.
It's there. It's there.
The way you see your spirit is the Word of God.
Can't see your spirit, can't see your soul.
But you can see evidence of your soul. You can contact it, you know, with that's your mind, will, and emotions. You know,
right.
You relate to it, but you don't relate to your spirit naturally in any way.
Right, right.
So you have to do the Word of God.
This holds a lot of information, doesn't it?
Yes.
In fact, without this, could the computer run?
No.
You have, this tells the CPU how to operate, tells it how to run, and all this sort of thing. So this is kind of a critical part of a computer.
Does it hurt to take it out? I hope not.
I didn't hear anyone say ow.
I mean, you can put it right back in and it'll work fine.
Yeah, sure you can. It has little connectors here.
You got to know how you took it
little
out.
Little connectors, and you can just unplug the connectors. And, you know. In fact, we took this out of a computer, and it was no longer working, right?
Okay.
It had another problem. But the hard drive was fine. So I took it out and stuck it in something else, and I read the information on it and put it up somewhere so it would be safe.
We do need men.
Just to let y'all know, this is not part of the lesson or anything, but, you know, these are going away.
Oh, so it's already
absolutely. You know how cassette tapes, you know, they're kind of going away, you know, you got CDs, and then you got CDs, you know, they're going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all know that, but CDs are going away. And so these are going away, too. All right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of computers today are not even sold with these in them.
Knowledge board.
Yeah, exactly. Knowledge will increase. People will run to and fro, right? All the traveling around, you know, here we are.
Yeah.
But still, it is not yet. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So these are going away. They come out with something they call a solid state drive. This is a hard disk drive. The solid state, the hard disk drive works by spinning a disk around. Okay, the disk contains the information. The solid state drive doesn't have a disk, doesn't have any moving parts. No moving parts. It's like these little thumb drives, you see. It's the same sort of memory. But the entire computer operates.
Yeah.
There you go, like that. Can you imagine? This has close to the same amount of memory this has. Not quite. They don't have them quite that big yet.
Where does that go?
But they're about half the size of this as far as memory.
Just put it in your computer to get it.
Yeah. And so those are much faster than this, okay? And of course, they don't have anything mechanical to break in them. This is a spinning disk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens if the mechanism breaks? Lost. Yeah. That doesn't have that.
Okay. I'm wondering if they'll be more reliable.
Should be more reliable, right? That's also going to be hidden, the part where they put it in to run the computer. But you could also put the entire thing computer on that little hard drive, on that little thumb drive you got, plug it into a computer, and that computer would run off of that.
Hadn't been that long ago, the computer filled the whole room.
Oh, I know.
Now you can hold it in your hand.
And it's this big.
Yeah.
It runs it. That's what you got.
So, what did I bring this out for? What's going on? What's the point I'm trying to make?
It's powerful, but it's small, and it's hidden.
You can't see it, but boy, it sure changes things.
Amen.
You got it. If you don't have it, things really, really are different, aren't they?
Yeah.
And like you said, Gary, you don't have the Holy Spirit. Things are really different, aren't they?
Yeah.
When you get the Holy Spirit, it's really good. What we don't see is sometimes very important.
Yes.
What's inside us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We don't see our heart. Mm-hmm. Okay. We don't. You know, there's a lot of to us that we don't see.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look on the outside of a person, and we say, "Oh, you know, I know that person. They got blue eyes and blonde hair, and you know, fair skin, or two arms, two legs. You know, this sort of thing." We think we know the person, but there's a lot we don't see. We don't see their spleen. We don't see their kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see their liver. We don't see their lungs. There's a lot to a person you don't see.
Right.
But that's just the physical that you don't see, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole other area of it that you don't see.
Mm-hmm. You don't see their soul, all right? You can't see their brain and think they're thinking, okay? You don't see their mind. You don't see what they're focusing on. Mm-hmm. You may or may not see their emotions. Maybe they're good at hiding their emotions. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's going on inside them.
Yeah.
Just by looking at them. And further than that, you don't always see their spirit. Mm-hmm. Okay? With your eyes. But that guy that saw thirsty, he came in as his. The Holy Spirit knows him. Now, he couldn't look at Thurston and see the Holy Spirit. Why? Holy Spirit's invisible.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So he had to know that he had the Holy Spirit some other way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He wasn't looking with his physical eyes, but he was receiving something now.
From the Spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was picking it up. He said, yeah, the Holy Spirit. He was picking it up through other things.
Right.
Thurston doesn't have the word Spirit written beforehand, you know? He doesn't have a name tag here. I got the Holy Spirit, you know? He doesn't have that, you know? But the guy could, just being around Thurston, could pick up that this guy is different. Mm-hmm. I know this guy is more than what I see. He's more than just two arms, two legs, you know? He's got something special. I think I know what that is because I've recognized it in other people. He's got it too. Mm-hmm. He's got the Holy Spirit. He perceives this, right? Mm-hmm. Now, there's other people who got the Holy Spirit. He's probably been around them. Probably didn't notice the Holy Spirit so much. Okay? Mm-hmm. Probably other people got the Holy Spirit. But he noticed it in Thurston. Why would he notice it in Thurston? Maybe not someone else.
Because Thurston lives inside out.
Ah, I like that. That's a good phrase. I like that. That's a good phrase. Thurston lives inside out. Thurston reaches into the Holy Spirit, talks to the Holy Spirit, right? He focuses on the Holy Spirit. He lets the Holy Spirit come out of him, right? He draws on it, pulls on the Holy Spirit. Right? He pulls on it. Hey, I need your help, Holy Spirit. Tell me how to do this, you know? Come on, help me out. And so he's in communion with the Holy Spirit, you see? And it begins to affect him. And it starts coming out, you see? He makes the Holy Spirit strong. Holy Spirit strong. You said earlier that they're like onions. Christians are like onions. Right? Mm-hmm. You can peel off layer after layer. You know, you take an onion and just peel away the layers, right? Mm-hmm. And it's still onion.
Yeah.
It's still onion. You keep peeling it away, peeling away, peeling away. The smell gets stronger.
Yeah.
The smell gets stronger. You peel it away, you get closer to the central core, it gets stronger and stronger. What you're doing, you're uncovering the person, you get closer to the core of it. Well, what's at the core of Thurston?
The Spirit.
Holy Spirit's at the core of Thurston, right?
His Spirit.
And that's what people see. Thurston has spent time pulling away the outer stuff, right? The lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. He's been peeling these things away so that when you get around him, you sense more of the Spirit.
Yes.
Then you do with Thurston. Y'all understand what's going on here? You see? So what we have to do is we keep peeling away pride of life, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh. All those things that would distract us from the Holy Spirit and His work. You see? And how does He do that? It's still working on cards. I don't know. There's a lot of people who lost their brand new vocabulary working on cards. I tell you. So, we won't talk about that too much. But you know, he has been able to do that. He has overcome that, if you will. And so the Lord has really given him a lot of insight.
Yes,
there. And lot of influence with people, and that's really a good thing. So, but we can do that too. We can look at our lives, and we can peel away those things that would distract us from the Holy Spirit. More than that, and this is what I want to talk to you about, is you influence other people. You've got people who are young to the faith. You know people that are young to the faith. And speak into their lives. Speak these things into their lives. And say, look, you need to peel away yourself and let more of the Holy Spirit shine through. You need to do these things. You need to war against the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. You need to get these things out of your life and focus more on the Holy Spirit. Focus on God's Word. Focus on Matthew 4 through 8. Mm-hmm. Get you a Bible that's got those pages in it. And focus on those passages. And focus on those other good passages, you know, in John 3 and John 14 through 16. And there's other really good passages to read. And so focus on those things and let them come forth.
Yeah.
Let them come forth. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit will well up within you. And you will say, oh, yeah, I see the Holy Spirit. I guess you got the Holy Spirit, don't you? I sense it. I sense the Holy Spirit. Yeah. So, anyway, any questions, any comments? Stand your office. Any comments?
What are we speaking on?
Well, we were talking about this weird device I brought.
Okay.
Do you know what this weird device is?
The what now?
You know what this weird device is?
Bring it a little closer, let me see.
Keep it right back. Just kidding.
I can't really see it.
Take it out here.
Is it a battery?
Get close up.
Oh, okay.
This is the hard drive.
Hard drive, okay.
Yeah. It's the memory.
Oh, okay.
An older computer. I got that stuff down. I learned something today.
Really?
Got one. Yeah.
We were just talking about how the Holy Spirit within you. Mm-hmm. If you focus on the Holy Spirit to bring Him forth, other people will recognize Him. Okay? They'll look at you and say, you got the Holy Spirit in you, don't you? You must be a Christian. And you haven't even said anything. You haven't even said anything to them about anything. But they just sense it. Mm-hmm. They just sense it. How are they able to sense it? They can't see you. You know, your eyes don't see it. You're not wearing it. Holy Spirit on your forehead or anything, you know, they don't see it with their physical eyes. They sense it with their spirit.
Yeah.
They recognize that's the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. But you can only recognize the Holy Spirit if the person is focusing on the Holy Spirit. You know, getting rid of the pride of life, lust of the eyes, and lust of the flesh, and all the things that will distract you from the Holy Spirit. Focus on that. Focus on the Holy Spirit, and as you do, you'll shine forth.
Amen.
And people will see it.
Mm-hmm. Really, that's what you're releasing, the love, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're releasing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the deal is, we need to talk to those that we are dealing with that are young Christians.
Right.
And tell them this. Mm-hmm. The more you focus on the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. talk to Him, forget about all these distractions.
Right.
The weeds that grow up your life, right? Mm-hmm. Focus on Him, or He will shine forth.
Right.
And people will be able to see it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's it. All right.
Good.
Well, thank you so much. Let's pray. And
You can go a little longer if you want to. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
I really was going to stop here.
I didn't know if I took some from somebody.
I did tell
you
all the Walter Carr story last week, didn't I?
Walter Carr?
The Walter Carr story. The guy who walked to work. work. Did I tell y'all about that? I thought I did. No?
In Birmingham? Locally, they walked to work and they got a car.
You remember? I told you about it.
I wouldn't.
You know about it, but did I tell you about it?
I think you did. I heard it somewhere.
Probably on the news.
Real quick, I'll just recap this. He bought a car as a young college student, all right? And so, but he got a, you know, part-time job, you know, with college expenses at a moving company, all right? And this moving company is a little bit different because they will hire, you know, they'll come and do anything for you. You just need help packing boxes, they'll do that. You don't even need them to help you move. You just need somebody to help you pack. They'll provide somebody to come do that. Mm-hmm. But Walter had gotten one of these jobs where he'd go help somebody pack. And so he was, you know, the next day he was supposed to go in this house and just help a couple pack so they could move and everything. And that was it, you know. But the night before, his car breaks down. It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. He can't get it to run. So he starts calling people, hey, I need a ride down the tunnel, you know. And he can't get a hold of anybody. No one can take him, right? Mm-hmm. So what does he do? You know, he wasn't supposed to go into work. He was supposed to go directly there.
To the job.
Right? To the job.
You didn't tell us because I hadn't heard all this.
Okay. Details. All right. So what he does is he says, I can't get a ride, but those people are going to expect me to be there to help them to pack, you know, because when you're moving, everything's on a time schedule, you know. So what he does is he gets out his phone, and, you know, when you say, you know, you do your route, and it says it takes this long to get there by, you know, airplane, this long to get there by car, you know, he does what he wants to get car, or by bicycle, or by walking. He looked at how long it would take him to get there by walking. He lives in Homewood, all right, close to Valley Avenue, close to Oxford. Mm-hmm. The job was the other side of the town. He starts out walking at midnight to get there by 8 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus.
He walks throughout the night to get there. Okay? Mm-hmm. Man, you know how long far it is? I mean, that's a long way. Yeah. 8 hours of walking, he planned it out. 8 hours of walking to get there. Okay? To get into this job and earn not nearly as much as you'd think. But so he gets to Pelham, and some policemen come by and see him and stop and talk to him. What are you doing walking in the middle of the night, you know, on the highway? And so they talk to him, and you know, he tells them what is going on. And they say, well, get in the car with us. And so they took him to breakfast. And they had breakfast with him. And then when he finished, they took him on to his job. Mm-hmm. But he had already walked to Pelham. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay? He'd already walked all that far down to Pelham. Is that dedication?
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine the grit he had and walking that fourth hour in the middle of the night?
In the middle of the night? Yeah. I mean, who wants to walk in the middle of the night? That's the worst part. That's not safe.
3 a.m., 4 a.m., you know, he's walking. And so, as it turned out, you know, that he was there. When he got there, of course, he helped them pack. He helped a couple pack. Well, the lady, you know, she's heard what he, you know, heard his story, and she was just really taken with it. So the following day, she gets on social media and puts up the story, mm-hmm. what this guy had done. Goes all over the nation, all over the internet. Goes viral, as they say.
Wow.
And so the following day, after that, he goes to work. The CEO of the company from Chattanooga has come down to Birmingham, and he gives Walter his car. So here's the key to the car, it's yours. You got the car, he said, you got my car, you got a way to get to work now.
You know, I remember seeing that on the news.
Yes.
And That boy was so surprised. He didn't know what they was going to do to him. He was like, I mean, you know, he was just so surprised that he got to call. You can dismiss us so that and pray over the food. You know, I just said, I just told the Lord, I said, I am not going to the store to get nothing. I headed out, I turned, came back in, said, I'm out here. I'm not going to get nothing that morning. I mean, you know, I said, Lord, you know that was very unfair. And Robert brought us donuts.
Amen. Amen.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Bless his heart.
He did. This time he did. Usually bring it and we already have something, you know, which is all
about. I was just getting him in the right time.
But this is really hearing.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you that you heard Mary's words and you blessed her.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You have blessed us so much. We thank you. We give you praise and honor and glory. We just pray that you'll bless our time together, bless our fellowship, bless our eating and drinking together. May we fellowship together and encourage and lift up one another in all things.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.